Hello and welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. First of all, we'd like to introduce a new pupil in the club, Skye.
Hi.
And then we'd like to introduce Mr. Greenbank as a guest speaker.
Again.
to talk about diversity. So, Mr. Greenbank, what do you think about diversity around the world?
Well, when I was your age, diversity wasn't really a word that we used. It was just, there was lots of different people and different things, but the term was introduced probably about 20 years ago maybe, and it basically explains all the wide-ranging identities, races, religions, and the promotion of everything being equal. So in my job now, I try and teach about diversity and for everyone to get along and to tolerate each other and to promote difference rather than see it as a bad thing, and to celebrate the diversity that we have, not just in one class, but within the school and then in the community and in everywhere. That's it.
Nice.
So diversity can branch off into different sections, you could say, which can include lots of different factors such as disability, LGBTQ+, racism, culture, and
religion,
yeah. So we need to really
age,
yeah. We need to really explain all of these and how it relates to diversity.
Yeah, well, in terms of age, just because like a lot of people, they section things off, like, because like people say like there's the boomers, there's like Gen X, and obviously all which are Gen Z.
Don't forget the millennials as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. And like millennials and stuff like that. So there's a lot of age ranging, but I feel like there's like a stereotype, I think, for each like age. There's like millennials, people go think back to like the 2010s.
Tens?
Yeah.
2000s.
2010s. And then there's like, boomers, it's like the 1960s and stuff like that. And then obviously Gen Z now think like maybe
What is the stereotype though?
Like, people think we're sad all the time and we're mopey and stuff like that. Which is sort of true, but
It's not though, because I can be a very happy person.
You can be a very angry person as well.
I know. Moodiest person going, guys.
So in terms of diversity, when it comes to LGBTQ+, it could influence like anything really, because there's a lot of stereotypes going towards it. Like, if somebody came out as gay, I feel like a lot of people would like not judge them as such, but think they'd have to act a certain way to show that
they're gay. There's definitely that stigma, because there's like another stigma of like, I'm bisexual, and I know you are as well, mm-hmm. Chloe. But there's a stereotype that like we cheat on people because we think it's okay because we like both girls and
boys. By the way, just to clarify that.
Yeah, that's not something that happens. We just happen to not like one or the other. And like, there's even a lot of homophobia, biphobia, transphobia within the LGBT community, because there was a while back, there was a march of, like, these, like, lesbians who, like, did a march against trans women because they're not real lesbians, because they're not real women, which is obviously false. But that's what they were marching and saying. And there's a lot of people, like, and even with non-binary people, because people were saying, because non-binary people are getting, like, those, like, gender surgeries, they're saying that trans people are not being looked after anymore because non-binary people... Like, a non-binary person might get a spot before a trans person.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For those that might not possibly understand these terms, because we are learning them, aren't we, say, in PD sessions, what sort of advice would you give them to understand and you know, look at diversity in that way?
Be as open-minded as you possibly can, because there's a lot of people who are very close-minded and stuff. Like, they think, well, that's not normal. It's like gender fluid. A lot of people think well, they must be one or the other. How can they be both? You know what I mean? Or with non-binary or agender, how can they be non?
Pansexual. Like, there's a really horrible rumor.
You know what I mean?
And there's a really horrible rumor going around that's saying if you're pansexual, you're attracted to like a kitchen pan. It's not true at all. Like,
no, that's a
and
joke.
It's really offensive to some people.
I know. I've heard pansexual people make that joke all the time.
I know, but it's still offensive.
Like, I think that just depends on the person. But there's like.
It depends on how open-minded you are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, with the, like, you just... Because, like, I know there's been people who have said that, well, I don't mind non-binary people and then cisgender people and transgender people, but gender fluid, it confuses me too much, so I don't like it. Mm. And just because it confuses you doesn't mean it's wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Moving on from Isabel, we're moving on to Mr. Greenbank now. How can you explain, like, culture and racism, like, within diversity?
Well, just to cover on what you were talking about then, when Miss asked about what you should do, there's a really good website for any words that we're using, and if you don't know what they mean, like gender fluid, agender, pansexual, whatever, theproudtrust.org is a really good website which covers, and it has basically a dictionary on there so that people understand specifically what the different flags mean, but also just the words. And I think so many of this vocabulary we're using, the words that people didn't really use, as I say, when I was your age, not a lot of this language was used. So diversity is with the words we use as well. When we're talking about cultures, obviously, again, it's that idea that hundreds of years ago, racism with slavery and so on, we're at a point now where everyone is hopefully treated better, but there's still a long way to go. And that can be on the grounds of religion or skin colour or hair colour or where you're from within a certain part of a city, let alone within the country. So what we try and do is just promote equality, understand difference, but celebrate it, and then be tolerant and not be parochial, which means to sort of keep to your own, or insular, which is not wanting to think about other people anywhere else. And understanding, I used to do this thing where we talk about a beach ball, okay? A beach ball is a big white ball with different colours on. What you have to do is that if you're seeing a beach ball with white and blue, the person opposite you, say Ava, is opposite me, she's seeing orange and green, right? So you have to understand other people's points of view. And when I was in school, I did an amazing book, To Kill a Mockingbird, famous quote, you never understand someone until you've walked in their shoes, about empathy. So I think
it's a good book.
It's a very good book. It's life changing. So what? Right. What? So again, but then that's a really good book for diversity. So there's so many texts and films that we use. We use Wonder, which thankfully a lot of primary schools get into now. But that teaches you about, again, you never know what battles people are fighting, and that links into disability discrimination, because a lot of people would say August the character has, you know, something wrong with him, like the cheese touch and Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and they're scared to touch him because they think they're going to catch whatever's happened to him. So it's again understanding what people go through, so that you can get along with them, or at least not make their life more difficult by being abusive or ignorant and things like that.
And I know a lot of our year sevens are covering the topic bullying in English at the moment. I know we touch upon that kind of thing in PD as well. So in terms of bullying, we need to make sure that we've got enough sort of leaders and support around students as well, to be able to guide them through differences and being diverse, okay? Because being diverse is good. It's a good thing. It's not something negative, okay?
So do you
mind
if I ask you a question? I don't think I've actually ever asked you this before. I had Mr. Greenbank last year for a bit of background. But how do you get so interested in being, like, personal development and stuff like that? Because I don't think you've ever told us.
That's really... Do you know what? Not many people have ever asked me that. If I'm honest about it, well, I went to a very different type of school. I went to an all-boys grammar school, which is quite posh, and you're expected to be a certain way and behave a certain way. And a lot of kids there, boys growing up, myself included, probably, I don't know, had lots of questions and weren't necessarily taken seriously, or didn't, I don't know, enjoy school as much because they didn't have that opportunity to have that lesson. We didn't do any life skills or learn about this. It was stuff that come from home. And obviously citizenship and PSHE traditionally is to teach stuff that other subjects don't. But I think as I've got into education and seen, you know, some groups potentially not enjoying school as much because of the way others treat them, then I want to give them the chance to, you know, have a fair battle. And then when I see unfairness in the world, I want to do something about it so that the next generation go forward and not making the same mistakes as maybe what my generation did in terms of how they viewed certain people or were intolerant towards certain things. The language they use, their awareness of the world, you know, it's, I don't know, it's a much better place if everyone gets on a bit better, I think.
I'd just like to say, any discrimination and prejudice towards any protected characteristic or, like, anything that you feel is, like, important to you, it's not tolerated at all, especially not in Kirby High School.
Yeah, good.
That's very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Go on, Chloe.
Hello.
Go ahead.
So we'd also like to promote Rainbow Club, which is Mr. Greenbank does that club, obviously, and would you like to tell us some stuff about the club?
Yeah, it meets every Friday. It's something that we've been running for 4 years, and it's a really positive end to the week. We have students from every year group attend. It's a chance to get to know people, get to make friends, ask questions. We do newsletters, we get guests in. We've won awards for our work. It's just a chance, again, it's something that not a lot of schools do, but I think it's really important and we'll continue to do.
I had to go, but I just can't be bothered walking up all the stairs.
That's fine. Well, it's on the middle floor now, so you've got half the journey. So
it's not in English anymore.
There's still too many stairs.
I'll never be able to get used to this.
Okay. So, thank you for... Do you want to speak, Skye?
She was fine.
I know, yeah, Annie. What's wrong with you? Anyway.
oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to our podcast this week, and we'll see you next week, where, just a little teaser, we will be talking about positive influencers with some role model year 11s. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.